Hey, it's Wednesday, October 30th, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about Four Sisters from Goose Island, and we talk about the upcoming anniversary of the Half Acre Tavern. All that and more on this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Hey, and welcome back to the Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And this week we're going to be talking about what we did last week and talking about some of the upcoming events that's happening in and around Chicago this coming week and even into the following week, because there's some neat stuff coming up we just want to let you know about.
This is very true. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on during the week in the fall months, which is nice.
Yeah, it's keeping you busy, keeping your weekends open to just hang out and drink with friends, I guess.
Yeah, maybe do family stuff.
There you go. That works too, I guess. First off, we're drinking some more local Chicago beer here. This week, we're going with Metropolitan's Dynamo.
Okay, so yeah, Metropolitan Brewing. They're up in Ravenswood. Mm-hmm. They're a very unique brewery, man. Owned by Tracy and Doug Hurst.
Right.
And they're really the only brewery in town. Well, there's breweries popping up all over the place now. But as far as I know, they're still the only brewery in town that primarily focuses on pilsners and lagers.
Right.
Which is really cool. And it's, a little bit, takes a little bit longer to make those beers. And there's a little less room for error on those beers compared to making like an ale, for example. Mm-hmm. So kudos to those guys, man. That takes a lot of balls. I ran into Doug at Oak Park Fest a couple years ago. And I was like, dude, it's a pretty interesting thing you got going. He's like, Nick, what am I going to do? Bring another IPA to the party? So I love what they do, man. They focus on traditional German styles 12 months a year. And they have some really cool stuff over there. I had a hot pepper version of this beer, Dynamo, at Night Living Ales 1 year.
Oh, neat.
That was great.
Yeah, and right now they have, four beers in six packs they do. They do the Dynamo, they do Flywheel, they do Crankshaft, and then they have their Doppelbach.
Afterburner.
Afterburner, yeah.
Yeah, Afterburner.
Is that a Doppelbach?
It may be an Oktoberfest.
Might be an
Oktoberfest.
Okay.
It's either a Doppelbach or an Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one of the highlights of this summer for me was that I had it at Bangers and Lace. It was the Zwickel Flywheel, which is like the fresh, unpasteurized version of that beer.
Oh, that's
and it
good.
Just popped right out, man. Spicy, lemony. It was so good. Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, it's fall time, so I tend to go for Dynamo and stick to the Flywheel and Crankshaft for the summer.
True indeed. I'm still looking forward to getting my hands on some of that Afterburner. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I can score some of that in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I'll have to keep an eye out for that. Yeah. So, Nick, this past week, what did you make it to? What did you do?
Man, it was a pretty busy week. I saw you at the Goose Island Four Sisters launch.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so that was at Goose Clybourne upstairs there. That was the first event I believe I went to last week. So the Goose Island Four Sisters launch was all about their Belgian farmhouse sour ales, mm-hmm. right? Beers with fruit in them that they age in wine barrels primarily. So traditionally you had the Three Sisters. You had Lolita, you had Juliet, then you had Madame Rose. Mm-hmm. And they introduced two new sisters this year. Right. So, Madame Rose wasn't there. She was fashionably late.
Right.
So there was only four sisters at this thing.
I think Madame Rose is said to maybe come out every 2 years now.
Ah.
Madame Rose wasn't ready. I think they wanted to do all five, but she's just not ready.
Yeah, so Madame Rose, you know, she's taking her sweet time, as the Madame does. So she wasn't there, but these other four beers were there. So it wasn't a full-blown beer and food pairing, but it was like a preview event. You get to do a flight of their beers, of the sisters, and then you get the option of having some food with each one of them, like some small plates.
Yeah, little bites. And they were all kind of more dessert kind of bites, very sweet.
Exactly.
There was one savory bite that I forget. I think went with the Juliet, maybe.
Yeah, this was a fun event because, it was upstairs at that place, which I never go upstairs.
Okay.
But then also, these beers are made with fruits. So Jillian, for example, is made with strawberries. And then like Halia is made with peaches. Mm-hmm. So with each bottle of beer, they gave you a little jar of jam fruit that included the same fruit that was featured in the beer.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the jams yet, but you did try those, and you said they're pretty tasty, right?
I did. I was up late night. I couldn't sleep. I'm not sure why. I said, you know what? I'm going to crack open this Halia. And the Halia had from Beloit, Wisconsin. Hello. So Beloit, Wisconsin, this farm up there is this farm responsible for the peaches. So I got the jam, you know, put on some nice multigrain toast, had some Halia as like a midnight snack. And it was a winning situation, Brad, let me tell you.
That sounds pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, so that party was nice. My favorite pairing that night was probably the Lolita's. I mean, Lolita's my favorite of the sisters still. I love Julia a lot. Jillian. I love Jillian a lot, but Lolita's my favorite sister. And they paired Lolita with it was a shortbread cookie that had, they called it like a five Chinese spice seasoning.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
trying to remember what all this tasted like.
Yeah, so they were doing things like basically having like a small funnel cake with some from strawberries on it for the Jillian, you know. Mm-hmm. So they were doing things basically in that vein, you know, pairing small desserts with the foods to bring out the fruit and really complement it and create like a really fun experience in your mouth. So,
and there was a pretty small little group up there. It was kind of like a media press event kind of thing.
Right. So if you were at the bar, you could get, you know, a flight of those beers and then get the food option. And then if you were upstairs, that's where John Hall was. And Brett Porter was up there. And then some of the key Goose marketing guys and sales guys, they were all up there. Mm-hmm. So it gave you a chance to really find out what was going on. And yeah, it was great catching up with Brett Porter. He was saying that, you know, talked to him for about 10 minutes, and he was saying, you know, about Madame Rose being fashionably late, but then also how, you know, he feels like they're more in tune with their processes more than ever because of the sale.
Okay.
He's like, hey, you know, we got access to more resources and people now, and now we're more in tune with our processes. So we're really proud of the innovation stuff we're putting out. We're really proud of the barrel stuff we're putting out because they're paying more attention to detail, and they're really changing some of the things that they were doing over there previous to this. So
very cool.
Yeah, that was cool. And then John Hall's always a riot to talk to.
Right, yeah. He always has some good stories, and you can catch him telling you about something, so that's fun.
Yeah.
yeah, that was a good Thursday. That was the only thing I made it to. I got caught up with Halloween stuff.
Yeah. But. Oh, that's right, man. So you dressed up. You and Ken dressed up for Halloween, man.
Yeah, all the friends did. I went as Tapper from the game Beer Tapper, or, you know, you serve beers to different bars, so dressed up as him.
killer mustache, by the way, on the Tapper.
Yeah, there's
costume.
Pictures on Facebook if you really want to see that.
Yeah, that was cool. So so we went to the GI Four Sisters thing. I actually stopped by the local option on Friday for Eagles drink. And local option, you know, and I didn't really know this prior to Friday. Local option is actually like a Creole, like seafood place.
Oh, like the food they have in the, like, okay.
Exactly. So they have like crab cake sandwiches, and they have like, you know, like fish items. I didn't know that at all.
I always forget that they have food. And yeah. It's just almost like you're there and you're like, oh, yeah, there's a menu. I might as well get something.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, local option, man, they've got a new, six draft line tap box next to their primary box for all their beers.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like the 666 tap handles. So they're sitting next to like the main taps, which was fun to see. So
was that event as crazy and packed as I can imagine it would have been?
Well, I got there a little bit early. So I got there, you know, around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So I didn't get to see like a big crowd. I'm sure it got crazier the longer the day went. Because that tap list was really quite the treat. There was first beer I had was Cantillon, the Goose.
Sure. And then it's on tap. You gotta try. You gotta get some.
Like, what are you gonna do, right? And then I had after that I tried one of their beers. I tried the Top Fuel. So the Top Fuel is a 12% barley wine, American barley wine that they age in Four Roses barrels. Which was nice. So they put it in there for about 5 months. So I was talking to Alexi over there. He said it's very similar to their triple IPA, American Muscle. It's very similar to that, but they amped up the malt bill. And then, of course, they put it in these barrels. And it was great. I thought it was the best beer I had all night. I really like the beers they make. Another beer that I had that was really interesting was this Groot Stout from a company called Scratch Brewing. So Scratch Brewing is a brewery down in in downstate Illinois. Okay. I should know where they are, but I don't.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard the name before for some reason. Or maybe I'm just thinking of the, like, scratch beers that people in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania do.
Yeah, these are...
Trogue does, yeah.
Trogue? Yeah, so I had... their beer. They actually had like three beers on the menu. So Scratch Brewing, I had them at the Mash Tun Festival over the summer. So this is the only other time I had them. So Scratch Brewing in downstate Illinois, and maybe we'll find out where they are located exactly. But what Scratch Brewing had was they had a Groot Stout on the menu. And my buddy Beer Me Fist was like, dude, you have to try this beer. So I tried it, and it was... It was really unique. It was really different from anything else that I tried that day. So it's a Groot Stout. So they didn't use hops at all to bitter the stout. They're foragers. So they use like hand-picked mushrooms and all these crazy ingredients. And it really just, it's a unique twist on a traditional stout. So that was definitely one of the more interesting items on the list. And on top of that, you know, it wasn't just interesting for the sake of being interesting. It was pretty good.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, they're down in Ava, Illinois.
Ava, Illinois. Hello.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been there or know where that is. So.
Yeah, I got nothing. I maybe been to Kankakee once or twice, but yeah, I got nothing.
Well, looking at their menu, it looks like they got some good food too. So
maybe yeah, so
worth a road trip if you're into that.
Yeah, and I know they sit on a farm down there, so they've got an interesting spin on beers, and they're being well received. So. You should check them out if you get a chance. And then finally, the last thing I did this week was I was on Beer Download. Beer Download is a podcast similar to ours, except they do it's a competition between beers. So every episode, they basically compare one beer against another, and it's a tournament. It's supposed to be like a 4-year tournament.
Oh wow!
So I got on the beer episode. The beer episode.
I got every episode's a beer episode.
Every episode's a beer episode, man. I got on Beer Download, and we talked about this podcast, Chicago oh, okay. Beer Pass. For like a good 5 to 7 minutes. It was cool.
Is that episode out yet?
It's gonna their episodes release every Sunday.
Okay.
So it should be out this Sunday, but you should check it out. The beers that were in the competition that day were the Lakefront Fix Gear Red Ale.
Oh, that's a good one.
Versus the Xantist, the Nectar Ales coffee stout.
Oh, so the which meat?
No. I think it was called Black Xantus.
Oh, okay.
That sounds right, right? Yeah.
There's Black Xantos from Firestone.
That's it. Yeah, that's but it. Okay. But it's Firestone's other company.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know it. It's got like a hummingbird.
Exactly. That's the okay. one. That's the yeah. one. Yeah. So it's I believe they're called Nectar Ales, and it was Black Xantus. It was a coffee IPA. So you have to tune in to their show to find out who won, but it was a good time, man. Went to their brand new studio in Oak Park. So shout out to Matt Arata, Steve Masney. Those guys are two Chicago Beer Society members. They're really cool. Had a great time with those guys, and we talked about Chicago Beer Pass on their show as well. So
very cool. Sounds like a fun day, fun week there.
Man, I haven't talked as much all day, Brad. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, when you're sitting behind the computer all day, just typing and sending emails, so I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that wraps it up for the week. You can make it anything else besides just drinking more Four Sisters and eating jam at home?
Man, that jam was so good, man.
I'm going to have to try some. Like,
oh,
at home
man,
now.
It was so good. Yeah, that was the coolest part about that event, man. So you walk away with like four little jars of jam. So I still got a strawberry jam and then like a blackberry jam to check nice. Out. Yeah, I don't know why I'm so excited about these jams. Man, it was so good. Yeah.
Well, so on to this coming week, and maybe we're going to get into next week because we got a few fun things coming up. But Thursday, the 31st, which is Halloween, is going to be a Tap This Freak Show Costume Contest and Zombie Dance Party at Fishman's. That's all I know about. I only have the title.
That's really all you need to know. It's a freak show, and it's at Fishman's.
So I'm sure always hear about great Tapless at Fishman's, and I still haven't gone up there. I don't even know why. I just haven't gone yet.
They do a good job of they got a lot of consistency behind the Tap This series, which is cool. So Tap This is usually it's a beer and food truck pairing. That's how it started out, but now they've graduated. They've got their own food truck, which is cool. The guys behind Mambecue are running their food truck, and then they still do events with that same basic theme. And then they also do, they often do live music there as well at the Tap This events.
Oh, cool. So maybe that zombie dance party with live music.
Yeah.
So, that's Thursday. And I'm sure if you don't have Halloween plans, head up there. Otherwise, get some candy and go trick-or-treating, right?
Oh, man. So that's Thursday. Uh-huh. You got anything for Friday or Saturday?
No, I got something for Sunday.
Sunday, okay. Sunday's good.
Sunday is the Tokens and Tankards. I think we mentioned this a couple episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beer pairing event matching local beers to Emporium arcade games.
Nice.
So tickets are $28 in advance or $30 at the door. And all the proceeds go to purchase books and toys and games for the kids at the University of Chicago's Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tapper's there. My favorite game, NFL Blitz, is there. A lot of good games at Emporium. And then they got the antique taco shop like two doors down and when you get hungry.
So if you need food, just go there, get tacos, bring them over, keep playing, drinking. I think the tickets get you like samples of the beer. Mm-hmm. I think that's how that's going to work.
Okay.
So, and because it's a charity, it's tax deductible too. So if you need some write-offs to with your drinking. There you go. So Monday, we got a couple fun events happening. Want to kick it off? What do you got?
All right. So Monday, we've got the Half Acre Tap Room anniversary. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary. Those crazy kids up in Lincoln Square. It's already been a year. It's crazy, man. It's the older we get, the faster these years are going by. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so they've already been around for a year. The event basically celebrates, if you've never been up there, they're on a block of, goddamn, why am I fucking this up? Okay, if you've never been up there, they're in Lincoln Square. They've had their brewery for a while, maybe at least 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then they bought the space next door last year. It used to be a chiropractor space. They bought it. They converted it into this awesome tap room. They do frickin' events every week. Sometimes I know they do the drinking and writing from Haymarket's been over there. It's just a very vibrant space, and it's beautiful. It's laid out, and it's all this nice refurbished oak and wood. It's a really cool place. So for the event, the one-year anniversary event, it's a kind of a pay-as-you-go party. They will have treats from the Bang Bang Pie Shop, and there's a band called the Yoko Oh Yeahs playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think they're opening up their entire space. So it's not just into that little room that is the tap room, which is pretty small, which can probably only hold like 50 or 60 people.
Comfortably, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I think they're opening up the whole space. You're going to be able to see the whole brewery, and so it might be you just kind of turn into a little party there. So
that sounds like a good time.
They always put on a good party.
I'll drink to that. Yeah. So that's Monday, November 4th.
Mm-hmm. And then also Monday, November 4th is Chicago Bears and Chicago Beers at Small Bar Division. And Bears are playing the Packers, and Small Bar is going to be playing that and offering $4 pints of Three Floyds, Half Acre, Salamoth, and Two Brothers.
Yeah, Monday night, man.
So you know you're going to be watching this game, so you might as well go drink beer, and it's only $4.
It's true. That's the oldest rivalry in the NFL right there, Bears-Packers. The Bears need a win. Packers are in first place. Bears need a win. I'm rooting for the Bears. No surprise there. But.
Right, yeah. I think it would be weird if we had a Chicago podcast. You're like, yeah.
And we're Packers. Like, yeah, I love Chicago, but I root for the Packers. Yeah, that would be super fucking weird.
And we'd have no viewers. We would have watchers, listeners.
Yeah. So that's Monday. Mm-hmm. So then Thursday, November 7th, there's an event called the Neocasion. So if you guys have never been up to Andersonville, there's a spot up there where a theater company called the Neo-Futurists perform. It's like around the corner from Hopleaf. So to give you an idea who the Neo-Futurists are, if you ever go to Haymarket, the Drinking and Writing Theater in the rear of Haymarket, those guys are graduates of the Neo-Futurists program. Mm-hmm. So they do a play called Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind at the Neo-Futurists, and that's the longest running play in the history of Chicago.
Right. That's Saturday and Sunday nights, or Friday and Saturday nights.
Right, yeah. Exactly. It's on the weekends, right? Mm-hmm. Like Friday, Saturday, or Sundays.
At like midnight. I think.
Exactly. Like, and it's one of the best plays. It's it's basically like 25 short plays in one.
Right. I think they try to get through. I think is it 60 in an hour or something like that. And if they make it through all of them, they order pizza for everyone.
Right. So you can kind of tell what kind of guys we got we're dealing with here. So this event is to celebrate the 25th anniversary of that theater. It's an annual beer event called the Neo-cation. So my buddy Tim's on. He's one of the board members up there. And what they do is they have food and beer from all across the city. They have a live band, and then they give you a preview of the type of plays that they're going to have come in the upcoming season.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Right. So this is November 7th, which is a Thursday. It's at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $85. For the food this year, they got a big score. They're going to feature Frontera Grill. That's one of Rick Bayless's locations, and Fritz Pastry. And then all the usual suspects are going to be there on the beer side. And there's also going to be a vintage photo booth. And it's a good time. I went to this 2 years ago, and it was a blast. They had a band that was singing songs about beer for like a half hour. And then you go into the actual theater where they do like actual theater plays.
Yeah.
So it's one of those worlds where it's just very art heavy. You know, live arts, liquid arts, you know, music. it's a really fun time. So
yeah, if you've ever gone to, you mentioned Haymarket, if you've ever gone to the Beer Fight Alley Fight, a lot of those guys team up as the artists for the teams, I guess, there at Beer Fight Alley Fight.
That's so true. Yeah, they give out at that event, they give out first, second, and third place, and usually it's a cook, a live performance, and it's like they pair up, mm-hmm. right? So, and then you as the audience, you're kind of like, oh shit, not only do I get a beer, but then I also get food, and then I also get a performance, and then I get to vote on which trio right. was the best.
It's a great trifecta. That's always a fun event.
Yeah, I think that combination of beer and art is just hard to top, man.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a fun time. So check that out. November 7th. Tickets are $85 to support the cause. Food, drinks, art. Do it.
Well, I'm sure we're going to be doing a show next week, but we might as well just mention now Hoptacular, because that is coming up. We're like a week and a half away from Hoptacular.
Yeah. The thing about Chicago in general, and then especially in the wintertime, we don't get a lot of really big events in the city. Mm-hmm. Right, and this is one of those few exceptions. So Beer Hoptacular this year is going to fall on November 8th and 9th. They got three sessions over 2 days. Starts off Friday night. It's down in Pilsen at the Lacuna Arts Loft Center. So this is, for those who don't know, Beer Hoptacular is a beer tasting along with the homebrew competition, and you get to pick a winner for the best in show for beer, the public does, mm-hmm. and then there's a homebrew competition where a winner's picked as well.
Has the homebrew competition been there the whole time, or is that like something they added last year? I remember the first couple. Was there homebrew?
Yeah, so it's definitely been at least for the last three.
Okay.
It's definitely been a component for the last three. So you can become Beer Hoptacular's Beer of the Year. The people get to vote for it.
Cool.
Last year, it was Five Rabbits Beer. It was Five Lizard. So this year, guys like 18th Street Brewing, Ale Syndicate, you know, they've got about 40 different breweries.
Nice.
And then the guys behind that are really going all out to kind of highlight the location they're going to be in. It's going to be this year. It's going to be at the Lacuna Arts Loft Studio, which is mm-hmm. an art space in Pilsen. If you don't know about Pilsen, it's about 3 miles south of downtown. So you've got downtown, you've got South Loop, and then you've got Pilsen.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, basically, mm-hmm. right? So that's going to be a good time. The guys over at Jam Productions are putting on this event. Mm-hmm. Beer Hoptacular. That's a fun name, Beer Hoptacular.
Yeah, it's good. They also have like a craft cocktail or a cocktail distillery kind of area too. They did a couple years ago, and I think they were going to do it again because I heard something about maybe Suzanne doing some cocktails for that event as well. So might see that.
I'd like to see that. That's probably the first base I'm going to go to.
Yeah, well, you start real high. And then you mellow out with the beer. I think that's how it goes.
And then I missed all the beer cocktails at the Goose Block Party, too.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to head there first.
Right. Because you don't want to end the night on cocktails. Because then you don't know at that point.
You want to set a proper tone. Then you go have a few beers, say hi to your friends. And then, enjoy the art space. Yeah.
Nice. Sounds fun. So what are you going to make it to then?
Oh, man. So this upcoming week, I'm definitely going to... I want to get out to Half Acres event. Mm-hmm. I want to get to the Neo-cation. I want to get to Beer Hoptacular. So those are the goals.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to try to make it to the Emporium thing and Half Acres event. Those are probably my two tops, I guess.
Yeah, when they do some of their one-off beers, it's always a good time at Half Acre. So at this one, they're gonna have just to give you a quick rundown, barrel-aged version of Bombay. They're gonna have Big Hugs, which is gonna be there.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and then they got a version of Pony, which is a beer we featured on this show one time. Their Pilsner, they're gonna have a gin barrel aged version of that.
Yikes! Okay.
This is on a Monday night. Cool. Yeah, buddy.
That might be a little preview of what they might be bringing to FOBAB then. Mm. It's gin barrel Pony,
and that's coming around the corner too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to find you or meet up with you while you're out, how can they get a hold of you?
I'm on Twitter at Nicosio, and our entire team runs the Facebook page, Facebook.com/ShyBeerGeeks.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to follow me, I'm on Twitter at BRad, and you can follow Chicago Beer Pass at Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter. And then our website, ChicagoBeerPass.com, and episodes are posted there. You can subscribe on iTunes, leave us a review, because that's awesome when you do that. And thanks for listening.
Cheers.